I'm Betsy Gardella, president of New Hampshire Public Radio. I'd like to thank the thousands of listeners who have supported us this year. Your contribution funds the work we do, but more than that, your gift affirms our shared commitment to a strong, informed community. We send our best wishes to you this holiday season. From all of us at NHPR, thank you.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. What's your type? What may sound like a pickup line is in the corporate world an invitation for a four-letter response, say ENTJ or INFP. Despite its popularity, the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, or MBTI, is considered the horoscope of personality tests by some psychologists. Here to expand on the history of the test and its influence on our working lives is Lillian Cunningham, editor for the Washington Post's On Leadership section. That's where she wrote the recent article, Does It Pay to Know Your Type? Lillian, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So for those of us who have never been made to take one, what is the Myers-Briggs test? A quick history, please.
Sure. So it's a pretty lengthy questionnaire that you take, usually in organizational settings, companies, universities, federal agencies. And at the end of the test, you learn which of these 16 possible Myers-Briggs personality types you sort of map most closely with. So the test really breaks down to four key questions, which are, you know, from where do you get your energy? How do you take in information? How do you make decisions? And are you open and adaptive, or do you need closure and decisive action? So those four letters that you talked about earlier speak to which type you are for each of those questions.
Can you refresh me on what those four letters mean?
Sure. So we'll take the first question, where do you get your energy? According to Myers-Briggs, you're either extroverted or introverted. So that would be the E for extrovert, I for introvert. And that has to do with whether you recharge by being around people or by being by yourself. For how you take in information, that's an S versus N, which is sensing or intuitive. For decision making, it's whether you make decisions based on thinking or feelings, or T or F. And then for the last one, it's P for perceiving or J for judging. And if you're perceiving, you tend to be open and adaptive, and the judgers tend to need closure and concrete action.
You describe this test as corporate America's religion and wrote that about 2 million people take it each year. Now, who's actually using it, and how does it generate a profit?
Sure. So it's being used in more than 10,000 companies, and this is in the U.S. alone. And that's, I mean, the majority of Fortune 500 companies use it. It's also used in the majority of federal agencies, more than 200. So State Department, CIA uses it, the EPA, just about any agency you can name, and a lot of universities as well. And the way that the company that owns the publishing rights to this test is making money is that for each person who takes the test, they get you know, a fairly small fee, somewhere between $15 and $40. But then they also have 800 other supplemental materials, so coaching guides and team building guides. And, you know, there are tons of leadership coaches in this country who pay to get certified on this Myers-Briggs exam. And they pay this company, CPP, to become administrators. So the test also makes money off of them.
So it's like $20 million.
As well as the test takers.
What I'm seeing is $20 million in revenue a year.
Yes,
significant
it's
amount
about
of money.
That much. It is. It's a lot of money.
What about concerns about the test? Any academic research to back up the accuracy or efficacy of Myers-Briggs in analyzing personality types?
Right. Well, so that's the big question out there, because there is really little academic support for this test. It was actually started by a mother and daughter in the 1940s. They were homeschooled. They did not, study psychology. They just loved the work of Carl Jung and, you know, kind of worked out of their living room building up this this test that would eventually become Myers-Briggs. And so there are a lot of expert psychologists who take real issue with the fact that, you know, these personality types are used all over corporate America and all over government, and yet they don't map very closely to what contemporary psychologists would say, you know, is really accurate personality type research today.
I'm wondering, Lillian, given the shift in the economy and hiring patterns over the past few years, so many jobs mm-hmm. lost, is personality testing seen as a lasting relevant trend? I mean, will somebody with a quote unquote, you know, better personality for a job likely get it over someone else?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And the company that administers Myers-Briggs would say that they don't recommend that the test is used for hiring, that its use is really for once you're inside an organization to help better, you know, figure out how you can work with colleagues and find the right sort of internal matches for your skill sets. But, I mean, the reality is that there are companies who will use this to help figure out which candidates are good fits. And to the point about the, you know, in this current economic climate, the use of a test like this, the CEO of the publishing company actually told me that they have seen a lot of companies stop using the test just because it's really hard to quantify the return on an investment that you get from something like this. So mm-hmm. professional development programs are often, you know, the resources toward those sort of programs are the first to go when there's belt tightening in organizations.
Very interesting. Lillian Cunningham, I want to thank you for joining us.
Sure.
Lillian Cunningham, she's editor for Washington Post on leadership section. And you can find a link to her article on our Facebook page. And while you're there, join the listeners who've already shared their types. And let us know if you think Myers-Briggs still matters in the workplace.